Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Today's thought revolves around a rather simple-sounding question, but there's more to it than meets the eye. Let me ask you, when do you own a photograph? And like I say, it might sound like a simplistic question, but let me complicate it this way. When do you own a piece of music? Do you own a piece of music because you purchased the CD? Or do you own it when you've memorized the tune and you know it and it's part of your consciousness and you carry it with you everywhere you go? Do you own a novel because you purchased the book or because you read it? And applying this same question to photography, do you own a photograph when you've purchased the original print? Or do you own a photograph when it becomes so familiar that it's a part of your mental gallery? Thought about another way. Do you own a photograph because of the physicality of the print, or is it more important that the image is treasured in a corner of your soul? Part of the reason this gets complicated is because now so much of photography doesn't take place in the physical world. It's ethereal in the digital world. So do you own a photograph when you download the file? But that's just a bunch of ones and zeros. So you own a digital photograph, again, when it's become such a part of your mental gallery that you carry it with you everywhere and you think about it, and it becomes a part of your photographic literacy. Part of the reason I think this gets to be a really interesting but complicated question for our day is, what is the importance of prints versus what is the importance of image content? Throughout all of photography, when I was growing up, of course, those were the same thing. You've heard me say many times before that when I started photography, if there wasn't a print, there wasn't a photograph. But that's not the world we live in. And today, there's lots and lots and lots of photographs that I see that I never see in print, either commercially printed or, particularly, original prints by the photographer. So when do I own it? Doesn't it sort of make sense, at least in part, that I own a photograph when I can see it in my mind's eye, when I spend time with it, when it becomes something that forms my personal history, my understanding of the world, my aesthetic? And I started thinking about this because last October, when I was attending a conference, someone came up and said that they particularly loved one of my very early images, titled Sunken Boat. And they said how important that image had become in their creative life. And I thought, yeah, but you know what? I've only made about 5 of those prints, and I think I still own 4 of them. But it has been published quite a bit on my website, in various PDFs. And their only opportunity to see that image was probably through some sort of digital presentation, PDF or whatever, because I've used that image in a number of different projects. But I've only printed it a very few times, at least not that I can remember. I don't think I've ever sold that print. I may have given a print or two away. But they didn't mention that they were impressed by the print. They said they were impressed by the image. They own the image, but they didn't own the print. That aspect of photography has to be a huge part of the history that we are living through here in the first half of the 21st century. And so much of what is happening with photography has to do with this very strange question of medium of distribution, which keeps pointing us more and more strongly to the essence of a photograph. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a print guy. I love prints. I have lots and lots of prints. I have a closet full of prints. And I have no doubt that to a large degree that's because I started photography in the 70s. So that formed my thinking about photography. But people that are 25 years old and started photography probably in the 2010s, they have a different relationship with photography. In some regards, we don't even speak the same language, because our relationship with media is so different. Something definitely worth thinking about especially for us elders of the craft. In the spirit of true confession, I was tempted to call this podcast The Death of Original Prince, which I think is a catchy clickbait title, don't you think? But I'm only half joking. Has it occurred to you that in the last 100 years of photography, the original print has become less and less important, less of a necessity, because there have been alternative media that have brought more and more and more photographs to more and more and more people with each passing decade? It's not that photography has become less important, it's just the opposite. We're bombarded with images today. But being bombarded with images is a completely different thing than being bombarded with prints. There's a precise language here that needs to be understood. In the last dozen years or so, I've made a concerted effort in everything that I've said and written and published to differentiate between the image and the print, because they are two different things, not the least of which is images have very little commercial value. Prints do. People collect prints. They don't necessarily collect images. On the other hand, as artists, what we want to do is create the best image that we can. That is to say, content, artistic and aesthetic statements or content, or what we might characterize as the essence of the visual experience. Maybe I can get you to engage in a thought experiment for a few minutes. What percentage of the photographs you've seen in, say, the last 25 years has been physical prints? And what percentage of all the images you've seen in the last 25 years have been books or other commercially printed media like posters or something? And finally, in the last 25 years or so, what percentage of the images you've seen have you seen via digital means, media screens, phone, computer, tablet, projector, etc., even on the television? And although we can't go back and statistically model this, we can sort of imagine in our mind's eye how those numbers would play out in the 1970s compared to the 1990s, compared to the 2010s, compared to 2026. There's no question that there is a huge shift in the media that we use today compared to our photographic ancestors. Thankfully, commercial printing has gotten better and better. Books, posters, that kind of thing now rival original prints, which a lot of times are inkjet prints, and so using a very similar but sister technology to what commercial printing does. There's just not much difference between them. So we can have a very wonderful visual experience looking at an original print that isn't diminished if we look at a reproduction in a book or a poster or an inkjet print. So at least from a technological point of view, it sort of doesn't make any difference what medium we happen to be using as we look at an image, because they're all going to be very, very good. That's the advance of technology in the last 50 to 100 years. But if we step back and take a little overhead view of what's going on in photography, it seems to me that there was a period of roughly 100 years where the dominant medium for presenting photographs was the original print, because that's all there was. So from 1839 to 1939, just around the numbers. Then what happened in the first half of the 20th century? Printing became much better, and suddenly more and more and more of us were seeing photographs in printed, commercially printed media, books, posters, etc., newspaper, magazines even. That method of presentation sort of said to original prints, you know, well, move over a little bit. We're going to dominate. You can still have a little corner, galleries and museums and places that treasure original prints and the technology of original prints, the hand of the artist, all of that. But for the vast majority of images, it wasn't necessary. And so original prints became a secondary thing in the bigger, wider world of photography. Well, we're going through another change. Because as I look at what's happening in photography today, it appears as though there's another shift taking place where books and posters are being sort of pushed into anachronistic presentation methods, just the way books pushed original prints into a corner where the galleries and the collectors were. Now it's digital media pushing printed materials into a little corner that's not the galleries and not the collectors. Well, in some cases it is, because books have become collectibles too, I guess. But there's no question that for the vast majority of people who see photographic images, they see far more now in digital presentations than they do in printed presentations. It's just the nature of the way things are going. Is this good? Is this bad? I don't know. The one thing I do know is it's changing. And as image makers, that's something that we would be well served to pay attention to. Maybe you jump into the deep end of digital media, maybe you don't. But to not be aware of it would be to have our head in the sand. And ultimately, I think it boils down to a personal decision. I love prints, but I've also learned to love digital media. I just recognize them as a different kind of viewing experience that, to some degree, makes up a different audience for each medium. Sure, there's overlap, but as I've mentioned elsewhere recently, there's only a partial overlap. There are some people who are subscribers to Lenswork Print Edition who could care less that we offer a digital, and others who want the digital version and could care less that we offer print. I don't need to go into that division anymore here because I've done it elsewhere recently. But I think when we start asking questions like, when do you own a photograph? There are huge implications about this evolution of the media and how people are thinking about photography and what its future is, not only for media of presentation, but for collectability, for viability, for archival long-term accessibility. So many interesting questions that it does have a tendency occasionally to make my head just spin.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.